I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Hey, everybody. While we typically do a positional preview and total breakdown discussion with Ryan and Alex on Tuesdays, today's episode is going to be our interview episode, so we are swapping the two episodes for the varying days just for this 1 week. This episode features an interview with Virginia cornerback Nick Grant. Ryan had the opportunity to speak with him, so enjoy this interview. But before we do get to that, I have to fill you in on the message from our sponsors. Did somebody say playoffs? The NBA, MLB, and NHL are in full swing, and our partners at BetOnline have you covered. There's been plenty of great games to bet on. I've been with my friends and hanging out and use those opportunities to say, hey, you know, let's put a couple dollars down here, a couple dollars down there. And I use BetOnline whenever I'm hanging out with my friends and we decide we want to bet a little bit on games. It is the perfect place for you to wager and put a little bit of action in on whatever game you're watching, NBA, NHL, MLB. And then soon, we actually have some college football starting up at the end of the week with Austin Peay, Central Arkansas, and the NFL is not too far away. So take full advantage of sports being back and get in on the action with hundreds of odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. And there is always the online casino as well. It never closes. So head to betonline.ag today and sign up to receive your welcome bonus on your first deposit. Again, that's betonline.ag and sign up today. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Now is the interview with Virginia cornerback Nick Grant.
Welcome to this Believe in NFL Draft Prospects podcast edition, spotlighting some of the absolute best prospects 2021 NFL Draft. I have another talented UVA player, Ryan Roberts here, Rising Draft, part of the team, interviewing Nick Grant, who's a cornerback at University of Virginia. I'm talking to a bunch of UVA guys lately. I'm really excited about this one. Nick flashed a bunch for me on film last year, number one, his first full year, first year as a starter, I should say. So, Nick, just inviting you into the show, man. You can say hello to the folks and appreciate you again for taking some time today with me.
Hey, everyone. Appreciate you, Ryan, for having me on the show today.
Absolutely, man. I was absolutely so excited to get this one in because – you know, UVA, obviously, last year going into the year, you know, you knew about Bryce Hall. Joey Blunt was coming back, who obviously had a great year the year before. I didn't know too much about you going into the year. I didn't know too much about Devonta Cross either. So when I was watching the film, man, number 15 kept flashing, and then obviously you, number one, kept flashing. And I was like, all right, dude, I need to put this guy on my radar most definitely. So, Nick, kind of starting out here, man, I know you had a really successful first year as a starter this past year. So, fill me in just on the past season from you individually and just how excited you were to get that first full year as a starter and the success that you had.
Yeah, so me and Devontae, we were both people who didn't see a lot of playing time early on in our careers. We both were just guys who worked hard but didn't see that stuff kind of working out. And then last year was that first year, you know, we finally got that chance to show what we can do. And yeah, the tape speaks for itself. So, yeah, we just finally got the opportunity, and we try to make the most of it.
Absolutely, man. And I'm kind of looking at – I went back to look at, like, your high school recruiting profile, everything. I know, obviously, you're a Virginia guy out of Cortland High School. So talk to me a little bit about UVA, man. Obviously, they did enough for you in the recruiting cycle to make you feel wanted to stay in the home state. Why overall were the Cavaliers the best spot, and maybe what were some other schools that you may have had some high interest in as well besides them?
UVA has always been one of my dream schools. I always wanted to go to a school that had great academics and sports. My mom's a teacher, so that was always a big thing for me growing up. And I really liked Mike London at the time, who was the coach that offered me. And we had a personal relationship, so that kind of influenced it. And then a lot of the guys in my class, once we committed and we started bonding, even when Mike London got fired, I didn't want to go anywhere else because I liked those dudes. And I liked the opportunity that we had to turn around a program, especially with a new coach coming in. We knew what Coach Mendenhall had done at BYU. So we saw it as an opportunity to shine. So that's what kind of influenced me to come to UVA.
Yeah, and I mean, I must say, you know, going back to the BYU days and obviously what he's done at Virginia so far, I'm a huge fan of Coach Mendenhall and what he's been able to really instill in that program. I know when I talked to Bryce last year and I talked to Devontae and you know, Joey kind of reiterated the same thing. They talked about unbroken growth and just what the coaching staff has been able to bring to that program. So can you talk a little bit about just what they've been able to provide for the program and just how much you love being a part of what that coaching staff and what the players around them are building there now for the Cavaliers?
Yeah, so I can speak on unbroken growth. I mean, everybody here, they provide a perspective for us that just – you always want to be the best version of yourself. You always want to get better. And naturally, if every single person buys into that, the overall program is going to get better. So each and every year, you just see everybody just get better on the field, off the field, as a person, just as a holistic being. And that's what Coach Mendenhall really emphasizes, is just trying to be the best version of ourselves to offer to the world, really. And if you do that, like, that's just the first step. And then once you start doing that, it overflows into the rest of your life. You start becoming a better player. And you can see that through just from going 2-10 my first year here. I'm now a fifth year, and we just went to the Orange Bowl last year. So it's just a gradual increase and just keep getting better each and every day.
Yeah, and I mean, that's easy to see, really, because, you know, 2 years ago, the 8 wins, this year, 9 wins, like you said, Orange Bowl, ACC championship berth. So obviously the program is going to some great new heights here. What's it like for you, Nick, to be a part of a regime that is taking the program back to prominence and laying a foundation for the guys that are younger on the team and even future recruits to continue that great tradition that you guys are building?
It's really special to me, especially, like you said, I'm from Virginia, and just building up a program, just because ever since I lived here, last year was the first year, obviously, we've ever beat Tech since I've lived in Virginia, and I've lived in Virginia for a while. So I just feel like building a program, like, kind of not from scratch, but basically from scratch, from 2-10, it's just really special to me, just for cementing legacy and just saying I can be a part of something very special and something that nobody can ever take away from us. So, and especially just growing closer together with the guys on the team, you can't replace any of these memories or any of the experiences that we've gone through.
Yeah, and I'm looking now at this defense, and, you know, I loved Bryce coming out last year. I know you guys got Mandy Alonzo, you got Charles Snowden, Noah Taylor, Devonta Cross, Joey Blunt, Zane Zandier. There's so much talent there, man. So talk to me from just a defensive perspective. How special of a unit is this team, and what's it just like to be a part of that brotherhood?
Yeah, so like you just listed, I was just like, dang, that's crazy. But you just listed a slew of names that just pop off the screen as soon as you look at them. And like our leader, I would say Charles is our leader, and just he speaks volumes to about everybody on the defense, and he's very talented. You look around, he's like on the other side. Noah is probably the young gun out of everybody. He could play every position on the field, basically. So anywhere you go, you see just like really talented people who are all bought in and all on the same purpose. So that makes us go even harder for each other. It is knowing that we have talent, very talented guys who all want the same goals, same mission. We're all like-minded, so it's not like we're conflicting on the field. It's not like we have conflicting personalities. We're all just on the same page, really just going to the same goal. So it's just really nice to know that we can, like, especially last year, we bonded over playing experience, because that was the first time where we played 14 games. We had the opportunity to play 14 games together. So that was just really nice, and just really growing together as a unit.
Yeah, and like I mentioned, obviously with the 14 starts last year with playing, you know, mostly special teams the previous 2 years, playing a little bit here and there. Obviously, the growth during the year, I felt like when I was watching your early games, you saw the traits. And then the end of the year, I just thought you were just such a confident football player. for you, what do you consider some of your biggest strengths as a football player? And also, what are some things that you've seen the most growth in during your time at the University of Virginia?
I'll say my biggest strengths as a football player is just my mindset. It's just that nobody's going to get the best of me. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you've done previously. I don't think anybody's just going to waltz right in and just get the best of me. So I just think my mindset, my preparation, like my film study, I feel like I'm very diligent. I know a lot about the game. Like I love X's and O's. Like I could walk you through any playbook. Doesn't take me long to learn a lot of things. And then if we're going on a physical aspect, I feel like I'm a pretty physical player. Like I like to hit. Like I have good feet, so I like to play quick game. And I just feel like the biggest growth throughout the season is just really just playing experience. Like from the first game at Pitt, I feel like everything was moving so fast. And then by the time of the Orange Bowl, I could call out a play before it happens. And stuff's moving pretty slow. So I feel like that's my biggest growth is just actually being out there on the field and seeing it.
Right. Yeah. And there's no substitution for experience. Absolutely. When you get a little more experience, that game really slows down, which you could definitely see by looking at your film. And you talked a little bit about the thing that I was most impressed with was, you know, on the line, you can do things from press, you can do things from off, but off coverage, you can really see those quick feet being able to read and react. I thought that you were a really fluid athlete for 6'1". And now, Nick, we're going into the next season where you talked a little bit about the growth of the team, right? That what you guys have been able to build. What's the next step now for the team? Are there some team goals that you look at and you say, that's the next step. This is what we need to accomplish in order to keep this train rolling in the right direction here.
So the next step for our team, we haven't beat Tech in Blacksburg in over 20 years. So that's the next step is beating Tech there. And we also obviously want to repeat Coastal Champions, although they have in the media, we only have a 1% chance of winning, which really doesn't make any sense if we won last year and we returned so much talent. Mm-hmm. So really just beating Tech in Blacksburg, repeating Coastal Champions, and we just don't want to just go to the ACC Championship. We want to win, obviously. So that's obviously a goal. And wherever that takes us is to win our bowl game, whatever bowl game that's in. Mm-hmm.
And I know you've been around a lot of great defensive backs, like I kind of highlighted with Bryce and some of the guys you guys have coming back, and Juan Thornhill, obviously, a couple years ago. For you, though, growing up now, whenever it might be, are there some players that you maybe hold in a high regard that you watch their game a lot and you try to emulate a little bit?
I would say for the NFL, I love Stephon Gilmore. Like, that is, like, I'm enamored with his game. He could play press. He could play off. I even watch his interviews on YouTube. He just talks about the game the way I kind of talk about it. He sees the game kind of how I interpret it. So that's my favorite corner as of right now. I know a couple years back, I really like Richard Sherman. Obviously, he's a really mind tactical person. Like, he likes to get into the game, likes to film, likes to get in other people's heads. So I like that. And then even peers at the college level, I really like watching Derek Stingley. He has great press, so I could watch him all day.
And I know, you know, I highlighted some of the numbers: 2 interceptions, 8 pass breakups, 51 tackles. Obviously, a really, really successful year as a first-time full-time starter here. So, we talked about the team goals. Individually, what's the next step for Nick Grant? I know, obviously, I'm sure that you want to be, you know, probably the top corner in the ACC, but besides, you know, well, maybe not besides that, but as part of the goal here individually, what are some goals that would make 2020 a successful season for you?
Well, the preseason polls just came out the other day and it has 8 corners obviously on the list ahead of me. So obviously taking one of those spots is one of my goals, is to be an all-conference ACC performer. And then I want to be, obviously, everybody wants to go to the NFL, and I would love to hear my name called. So I want to get drafted as well. So that entails having just a great season this season, like repeat production, 50-plus tackles. I'm trying to get more than 2 interceptions, more than at least 10 pass breakups. So just really improving and expanding upon what I started last season.
Mm-hmm. And kind of the last question here, you talked about it a little bit in that answer. Obviously, I'm a guy that thinks that you're going to have a great opportunity to play professional football at the next level with your combination of size and athleticism. For you, what would that blessing be like? I'm sure it's a childhood dream. What would it just feel for you to finally, when you get that opportunity to play on the next level, to keep playing the game that you love?
It would be an honor. Like, it would just be all encompassing of all the hard work that I've put together these 5 years. Obviously, not a lot of people in the draft are fifth year seniors. So I've obviously had to wait my turn and put in a lot of different hard work that a lot of other people have to. So it would just mean the world to me, obviously, but it would just be the next step, the next challenge. Like, I can't just be caught up in that for too long because it's time to go to work. I just made it to the next level. I'm back at the bottom. So I just have to keep working and keep working no matter what. Just as soon as I get the next opportunity, I'm going to just have to step my next game up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the next chapter in the book. For Nick Grant here, cornerback out of UVA, University of Virginia, Cavaliers, with me today. Nick, appreciate it again, man, so much for taking some time today. It was a pleasure getting to just a little outlook into your story. And I'm going to be rooting for you guys this year to hopefully take that ACC championship and hopefully go a lot further, my man.